Proclamation number 3762 of 6th of May, 1946. Significance of the transmission of the divine word. Worlds will pass away and countless new creations will arise. Spiritual substances will be purified and reach perfection. My creative will be active for eons of years and bring about eons of new creations which will pass away again once they have fulfilled their purpose. It will be an eternal change, a coming into being and passing away of material creations, and in an infinitely long period of time the spiritual substance will redeem itself from every form in order to then no longer need any creations but to work as a free spiritual substance in the spiritual kingdom, as was its original purpose. But one thing remains unchangeable, as it was from eternity, so it will remain until all eternity. My word. For I myself am the word and I will never change. My word is the purest truth and therefore must always and forever have the same meaning. My word is the fundamental law of eternity which will remain even if heaven and earth pass away, i.e., the creations which arose through my will for the purpose of maturing the spiritual substance. My word is the direct emanation of myself. It is the expressed love for all created beings which are able to hear my word. My word is the perceptible connection from me to my living creations, to whom I gave the ability to receive it with heart and mind. And this word will never change, it will never pass away, it will remain in existence for all eternity. And thus, if I obviously make contact with my living creations through the transmission of my word, this testifies to my overwhelming love for you, for it is something so powerful that you humans are worthy of being directly touched by my emanation of love that you would feel exceedingly blissful already on earth if you could grasp the significance of it in all its depth. And you are weak and of little faith. You fear and tremble when you can feel full of strength, when you are allowed to receive directly from me that which will remain in existence for all eternity. In what fullness of strength you stand, and how anxious you are, because you are still too weak in knowledge. Heaven and earth will pass away, but my word will endure for all eternity. These are my words and you should give them serious thought in order to become aware of the great gift of grace which you receive from me every day. I myself am with you in the word, and I truly cannot be overridden. And thus my word cannot be rendered powerless by human will. Thus my word, once it has found its way to you, will no longer be taken away from you. For I will not leave you if you desire my presence. And I myself am present in the word. Therefore, don't fear any act of violence against me as long as you remain in contact with me. And fear even less that you will ever break this connection which you once entered into and which I myself have blessed through the mediation of my word. You'll remain faithful to me despite earthly adversity and tribulation, and I will remain just as faithful to you and will never leave you again. I will protect you and again approach you in the word so that you will finally be so convinced of my presence that nothing can shake you anymore. For once again I assure you that my word is and will remain truth. That everything around you can collapse but that my word will never ever lose its truth and strength and that you can therefore believe me and attain inner peace as soon as you let me speak to you. I come to you myself in the word. What do you still fear when I myself am with you? I alone have the power and the strength and also the will to help you in every adversity of body and soul. No power is stronger than I. And my word promises you safe protection if you are bearers of truth and should serve me in the last days before the end. And therefore trustingly hand yourselves over to my guidance and don't be afraid, for my will directs all events as my wisdom has recognized to be beneficial for you and your fellow human beings' souls. Amen.